Hello, everybody.
What is
up? Welcome back to Yap O'Clock.
That was beautiful.
And that was the theme song for Yap O'Clock as of right now.
She's really good.
She's really good. I'll probably forget that by next episode. So.
Oh, absolutely.
You better have cherished that.
I know I did.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, I have my hood up because I put this hoodie on. And you know when you put a hoodie on and the hood stays up?
Yeah.
I didn't put it down.
Nice.
I'm a rebel.
No. So,
that's my lore. That's my truth today.
Yeah.
So.
My truth is I'm wearing a coat that is older than me.
Mm-hmm.
By... this thing's probably 35 years old.
That's crazy.
It was my mother's in high school. And really goes to show that they don't make them like they used to.
Mm-mm. No, that thing looks brand spanking new.
Like, yeah.
Brand is it?
It's Columbia.
Columbia?
Yeah.
Shout out Columbia.
Shout out Columbia. I don't know if you make good stuff now, but you did back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly late 80s. I don't know when she bought this.
I would love
to see this in a catalog. But I don't even know. I wouldn't even know how to like explain what I'm looking for.
That's crazy. Like if you think about that, like she didn't know that 35 years later her child was going to wear that.
Her child stole it from her when I left.
Exactly. 'Cause
my mom was like, "I'm going to get rid of this. Do you want it?" And I went, "Yeah." And now I think she regrets giving it to me. But I saved it from going to Goodwill.
Oh well. You should be like, "I'll let you borrow it."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have this from her. I borrowed my Stanley from her. She's never getting that back.
No.
It's in Florida now.
Yeah, exactly. What's she gonna do?
I've even offered to give it back to her and she went, "It's not worth the hassle."
Exactly.
I'm like, okay. But to be fair, she has my Hydro Flask with stickers on over there.
Oh.
That my sister used to use.
Huh.
I told my mom, I said, because she was FaceTiming me in the kitchen, I said,
mm-hmm.
"Grab that water bottle behind you with the stickers on it. You're going to put it in my room in my closet."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "That's mine." She's like, "Oh, I thought it was Maddie. She uses it." I went, "No.
Uh-uh.
That's my water bottle."
That's yours.
Yeah.
Because you personalized it and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put a lot of work into it. Shall we do our co-star? Because yes. I'm dying to get to that conversation I want to talk about.
Okay. So, read your things and your paragraphs. How about that?
Okay. You are exactly where you need to be right now.
I like that.
I also like that. Again, I'm having trouble in everything. I can't catch a break. I'm going to peek into the next day and see if I have trouble on that day. Oh, okay. Well, in 2 days, or I guess a day, I have power and self.
Okay. That's really good.
So we'll take it. Okay, here's what today says. You feel panicky. Instead of being a human personality quiz, try going deeper. Causing drama just for fun only reveals your many contradictions.
Very interesting.
This month, you are ready to let go. This is a commendable move for someone who shuts down emotionally when things get hard. Embrace the possibility of abundant joy. Your main challenge right now, what?
No.
I'm sorry. You said that's beautiful.
Oh my God.
Your main challenge right now is to pay close attention to ego clashes getting in the way of your ambitions. If your desire is about possession, then it is a fetish, not love.
Whoa.
Hey, that's a new one.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's very interesting.
It's a fetish, not love.
It's a fetish, not love. For a second, I thought you were going to say, like, it's FedEx, not love. And I'm like,
yes,
what?
Yes, that's FedEx shipping. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Not to be confused with USPS.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Are we ready for mine?
I'm so ready.
Okay. Your body is a... Okay, calm down.
You've been chatty the last two episodes.
I know. What is your problem?
Well, so that's tell you why it does that?
Yes, you static shocked it.
I static shocked the clock thing, and now it just beeps randomly.
It just beeps.
Yeah, occasionally. Just for funsies.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow. That's what my baby said. Mow, 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 and my heart's
stop bumping.
Yeah. I don't know why that reminded me of that, but
I love you.
Phineas and Ferb, shout out to you guys.
Hot take. Phineas and Ferb had some good music.
That's not a hot take. Just facts.
Phineas and Ferb was a good show.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb was so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so my co-star says, your body is a jungle filled with miles of... what is this word? Sinuous?
May I see?
S-I-N-U-O-U-S.
Sinuous, yeah.
Sinuous cell membranes crammed delicately inside. What is sinuous? Anyway.
I'll Google it while you keep going.
Okay, perfect. So, today, your emotions feel like a big roller coaster. Ooh. You second-guess your decisions, repress your own valid needs, and dwell on the worst-case scenario. Become a word as you slowly say the... over and over and over. You already know the intricacies of your own psyche, and that's a start. Okay, I've had that last sentence a few times.
Yeah.
Did you look up sinuous?
Can you say that word? Can you say sinuous in that sentence again?
Your body is a jungle filled with miles of sinuous cell membranes crammed delicately inside.
Salmon brains?
Cell membranes.
Oh, I thought you were saying salmon brains, but you were saying salmon for some reason, like you were British.
Oh my gosh.
So, sinuous, having many curves and turns. The river flows a sinuous trail through the forest. Lithe and supple, the sinuous grace of a cat.
Of a cat.
Of a cat. Yes.
Can you play sinuous and see if it says sinuous?
Well, I can't because I'm plugged in here.
Ugh. We'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
We will never know. Okay, second thing.
Yes.
This month you are ready to expand the definition of who you are. This is a commendable move for someone who doesn't always see reality as it is. Make a distinction between your social identity and your private self. All right, keep to yourself a little bit. Your main challenge right now is to pay attention to your unconscious mind without taking its messages too literally, and to protect your psyche from people who try to pull you into their negative emotional spirals. Not a person in the world dislikes you with the severity of these voices in your head. That's crazy.
Hmm.
It's so real, though, and I have the power of Riz.
Hey, happy for you.
Thanks. So anyway, what's this conversation that you've been dying to get into?
Sorry for those who are listening. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this might even be the title of podcast this time around. Are you familiar with the Harry Potter thing, Mythical Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Mm-hmm.
This is the title of what I want to talk about. Difficult conversations and where to have them.
Okay, that's the title for sure.
Yes. Difficult conversations. What is the best environment to have them? Because here's the thing. If you're out with somebody and, like, for example, I'll just use my personal life experience.
Mm-hmm.
I have been going on a few dates with somebody, and it's getting to the point where it's like, where is this going?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been worried about where to have this conversation.
Because
it's not a conversation to be had in public.
Yeah.
Unless you want to entertain the people. And let them be like, oh my God,
as they so breaking news. Love to eavesdrop on you and your conversations.
I know. So it's like, do you have it in public? Or if you have it in, like, can you have it in public, but maybe in a quiet booth somewhere? Do you have it in the car? But then it's like, how do you get them into the car to be like, what's going on? So it's like, you know, it's like, or if you have to break bad news to somebody, you know, do you go into their office and just hit them with it? You can't get your coworker into your car. That's a little weird. And it's like, where is the perfect place to have a difficult conversation of any kind? Everybody tells me the car. I completely disagree. Because it is, sure, it's a enclosed environment. But the thing is, you have to full body turn in the seat that's stuck this way. You know, it's stuck straight ahead. You have to, like, kind of turn your body to talk to them. It's awkward.
Yeah.
And it's like, if your car, like, is your car on? Is your car off? Do you, clearly you won't have music in the background. But it's just like, you know, you can really relish in the silence if you're having a difficult conversation in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just feel like having a conversation in the car is awkward. Or do you have it in an empty parking lot? Do you have it in a park? Do you, you know,
do you go
to their home and have the difficult conversation? Like, if you want, if you wake up one morning and you're just like, I got to break up with this person I'm dating, do you take them out to dinner?
Mm.
Do you pull up to their house?
Mm-hmm.
Do you come inside? Do you...
There's so many questions, so many, like...
There's so many outlets of
where
one person has a conversation. So what is the perfect location to have a difficult conversation of any kind? Is there one perfect set location?
No, I don't think so. I think it depends on the situation, because, like, if you're breaking up with somebody, and, like, it depends on how you both feel. Like, if you kind of are feeling like, this really isn't going to work out, but who's going to say this first?
Right.
And you're not, like, you're both not really going to be super upset about it, you can kind of do it in a more public-ish place.
Yeah.
But, like, if you know somebody's going to, like, walk away crying or, like, going to yell at you, you don't want that in a public place. You want that in...
Or do you? So people can be like, oh my gosh. Like, how when we go out to dinner, we hear people, like, having, like, tough conversations around us, and we're just kind of like...
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I can't picture, like, your man takes you out to a picnic and is like, I'm going to break up with you. And you go, I can't believe you. You did this. Blah, 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 blah.
Or
and
you maybe
storm
you,
off.
Or maybe you have the conversation in public to make sure that they don't start screaming at you, because maybe they're like, well, we're in public. I can't really tell you what I think. Or do you, hear me out.
Hmm.
So let's say you want to break up with somebody. You pick them up. Let's go get McDonald's. Let's go get Chick-fil-A.
That's evil to pick them up.
You trick them to get in your car.
That's evil to
pick
them up. You
take them to go get food. It's the Last Supper.
Mm-mm.
And then while you're sitting in the car and they're in the parking lot, and you're like, so I have something I want to tell you.
But then you have to drive them home.
Well, no, you pick them up, go somewhere by their house, get them food, and then you sit in the car and you go, can we talk?
No.
No?
No.
Or do you're like, hey, like, let's go somewhere, and then as they get in your car, you're like, before we leave, I want to say something.
No.
No? Because it's like getting, here's the thing, people say the car is the perfect place. The part that I get hung up on is getting them into the car to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I feel like you already need to be having a conversation in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can't be the sole point of the conversation. Sorry, I'm yawning.
Wow. You just are so bored by this.
Yeah. As soon as we started speaking in this episode, I immediately got EP.
That was me last episode.
On the video, you could probably see me just, like, immediately start to, like, close my eyes.
But I don't know. That's what I've been thinking about that a lot.
Hmm.
About difficult conversations and where to have them. I don't know.
That's like... Because it's so like...
Because it's evil. Like, I feel like it's evil to invite somebody somewhere to do it. Like, you have to come to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the perfect place is to, like, go to their home and be like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, you have plans to hang out somewhere. Like, you can't inconvenience them if you're going to break bad news to them. You know? So you have to do what's easiest for them. Like, if you have to go the mile to get to them.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, you know, like, maybe you pull up and you're sitting in your car. And, I don't know, you're at their apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
And you text them, like, oh, can you come out? I need to talk.
Yeah.
So it's like they aren't being inconvenienced by you.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're doing is already a huge inconvenience.
Yeah.
And like painful. Not mean, but like it's painful. So I don't know. The part that gets me about it is just like getting the person into your car. Since I've been asking like my friends and everyone says the car is the best place to have a difficult conversation. But the part, I just like, well, how do you get him in the car? That's the part that I get hung up on. That I don't understand.
Just be like, hey, I need to talk. Like, there's no other way around it. I think.
Or do you show up to their front door and they let you in and you go, listen, before I... Can I come in?
No, because you never know who's home.
Yeah. Like, exactly. To have that. Exactly. Where do you have these conversations? There needs to be like a pod somewhere called the conversation pod where you just, like, you know, like when, like, mm-hmm. in college with the study rooms that were insulated? One of those.
I don't know.
I just feel like
there's I think a it business. Just depends on the situation.
You rent the truck and it's the conversation pod and you pull up and you go, we have to hop in the conversation pod.
I don't know. I think it just depends on the situation, for sure. Because, like, I don't have much, like, relationship experience, but I know when you have more relation, you've had more boyfriends than me.
That doesn't mean I have more relationship experience.
But you think I have? No.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anytime there was, like, two... One and a half things.
Men.
Yeah. Yeah, that tracks. Situationships before my actual boyfriend, my official boyfriend.
Right.
That both times that things ended, I was in my home. Like, the first time...
You were in your safe space.
I was in my safe space, and... The first time I wasn't actually expecting to get, like, broken up with. I put that in quotes because it wasn't an official thing. Right. But, like, we were literally...
You still ended a relationship. Whether or not it was a label or not.
Ended something. We were sitting on my couch. And I was just like, okay, you're acting weird. What's happening? And he was like, well...
Well...
like, he said the terriblest things to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, mm-hmm. goodbye.
He said, get out of my apartment.
Yeah, he left, obviously. Yeah.
One was over the phone.
It was over FaceTime.
Yeah. But,
you know,
that was the best option given.
There was no other option.
Yes.
To have that. Conversation it had to have been. I mean, I guess it could have been like over a call, which kind of would have sucked.
I would have preferred a call rather than, I don't want to see your face.
Oh, I wanted to see him cry.
Oh, okay. Did he cry?
We both cried, yeah.
Oh.
We spent hours crying. Oh. And he's like, whatever. But we We spent hours crying.
Really?
About it. 2 days crying about it.
Well.
It was like the saddest, but it happened for a reason. It was a slow death. It happened for a reason, and like I'm stronger for it, mm-hmm. and like I now have that sort of emotional experience under my belt. But like, it was still sad. It was the ending of something. It was the ending of potential, and it was the ending of like a friendship
mm-hmm.
of sorts.
Right.
And so, yeah, I wanted to see that man cry. So I was like...
Real.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I deserve some tears.
Yeah. A little bit of something.
For sure.
Right.
But, yeah, over FaceTime, but I was in my own home. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't go anywhere. Like, he waited until I was on my days off to have this conversation.
And they say chivalry is dead.
He's like, I didn't want you to have to go to work after this. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Thanks.
Thank you, so considerate. But it was whatever. But yeah, it was in the comfort of my own home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was private. Like, the first time was the living room.
Right.
Not this living room.
I know, but, you know.
But you're looking at our living room. And then the other time was, like, at my desk.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
So, when I broke up with my first boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was 2 years. Too long.
Uh-huh.
I was sick of him.
Good.
I was angry. And I'll never forget, he was like, I think we should go on a break. And I went, I think we should break up. Exactly how I just did it. I totally tuned, like I went, I think, I straight face and go, I was trying to hide the smile on my face and said, I think we should break up. And I was trying to pretend not like I was upset. And I was like, I did it. Because I tried to break up with him earlier and he was like, I just can't imagine you not in my life anymore. And
okay, well, treat me better.
Then that, and then I said, and here's what I said. You have the summer. Shape up. First week of September, gone. I said, summer's up.
Yeah. Bye, bye.
Bye. So I did that over the phone, but it was a long distance relationship. My second boyfriend, I was at, well, we were on and off. So the first time, you were with me. We were at that shopping center.
Yes.
And he called me out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, what's up? Because we, well, we weren't dating yet. We were like a situationship. He ended the situationship. And then we met up for closure, and then he asked me out. And then...
Right, that was insane.
Crazy maneuver.
Going in for the closure and being like, actually be my girlfriend instead.
Actually, I am fucked up. My bad. And then he broke up with me later, but he did that... I was over at his place and like he just like sighed and I was like
you know when it's the sigh you know it's there
and I was like what's wrong I don't know what I want, I think you know we should break up and I went okay well if that's how you feel got in my car and left and then I cried all the way home but at the moment I was very brave about it
I remember it was really funny because I was really missing playing Sonic Adventure 2 on my GameCube. And I was watching gameplay on here. And then I started looking up Shadow the Hedgehog's lore.
Yeah.
And I was learning about Maria. And I was Maria. Texting you about Maria. And you were like, oh, I know all this lore. I love Shadow the Hedgehog. Also
by the way, while I have you here.
So-and-so broke up with me. And I went, what?
Yeah.
It was really funny. I was just thinking about, I was talking to you about Shadow the Hedgehog. And I was like, oh my God, wait.
Yeah. And then I said some of the most powerful things, which we can talk about that later. That's not what we're talking about right now.
We talked about that on A Woman Scorned.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I said you'll regret this for the rest of your life.
Yes, exactly. We've had this conversation on the podcast.
Crazy thing to say, I was right.
No, you were right. I was 100%.
So right. And then we met up again for closure, and we sat on that couch.
That actual couch.
That actual couch. We sat there, and I really railed into him that he was making the biggest mistake ever, and he can never undo it, because I'm not going to be the same person I was.
Exactly. That woman's dead.
She died. Aw. She passed away. So that was in person, but not in a safe space for me, because I was at his home.
Yeah.
And then my
Yeah, you still had to drive home.
40 minutes. I think I needed it, though.
Yeah.
I was, like, angry.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sad at first. I was angry.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then my most recent one was over text, out of the blue.
That was terrible.
On a random Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was home.
You were home.
I was standing right there in the kitchen.
And I was home for you.
Yes. I was standing in the kitchen making chicken fajitas.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then he came over. Because I made him.
You made him, yeah.
And we chit-chatted it out, but it was still like, I don't know. Difficult places and where to have them. Not over text.
Uh-uh.
If you live nearby, not over the phone.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know. At a home is an interesting discussion. Do they have roommates? Do they live with their family?
Exactly.
What is the environment of the home?
Mm-hmm. What
can
do they
I
have...
sneak out of their house without running into anybody?
What do they have going on for the rest of their day? Yeah. Do they have to go to work afterwards?
Because I got broken up with, and then I clocked in for an evening shift at 3 p.m. Read
Crazy.
The room, buddy.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Please, I think this is inconclusive, but please leave in the comments down below. Where is the best place to have a difficult conversation? And then how do you get them there? Do you trick them and lure them in? Or are you just like, hey, we need to talk. Can you come over? Can you meet me here? This, this, that, this, that. Because if you hit people with, can we talk over the phone, like via text? I like that one TikTok I just saw where he was like, can you text me? Can we talk? No. Actually, I'm busy for the rest of my life. I won't see you again. I don't want to have this conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, because
you've already made up your mind when you text me, can we talk?
Because having, because even getting that text that can we talk, you know something's about to go down.
Yeah.
You know something's not right.
Yeah.
And so it's scary to even receive that text.
Scary to send.
It's scary to send.
Yeah.
And it's even scary to be face to face and be like, well, I need to talk to you about something. Because then
that's going out of nowhere, out of left field.
Yeah.
You're just like, wah, 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 right? Can I talk to you about something?
Yeah, it's like, what?
What?
I don't think there's a definitive answer.
And then you just think, do you bring it up immediately or do you waltz into it?
You got to read the room. I think you have to be a really good, like, detective.
I don't want to be.
You have not, detective's not the right word, but I'm too tired to think of the correct word. Like a room reader. You got to be a really good room reader.
A room therapist.
Okay.
Or not a room psychic is what I meant to say.
Okay.
You'd be a really good room therapist. Also known as an interior decorator. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I think.
Therefore I am.
When it, yes, Billie Eilish.
Well, the actual philosopher first.
Who said? Oh, I
want to say Robespierre, but I feel like that's wrong.
All I know is Billie Eilish.
Who's Robespierre?
But now I have that song stuck in my head. Thanks. And I lost my train of thought. Thank you, Billy.
I'm sorry. His name was René Descartes.
Who?
Who's Robespierre? Why do I know that name?
Is that book character?
No, René Descartes.
No, Robespierre. Robes? Are you saying like a bathrobe?
Robespierre.
Robespierre? Pierre Robes? Who's Robespierre? This is a more important
Robespierre. Maximilian Robespierre.
Maximilian Robespierre.
He was executed by guillotine in Paris, France on July 18th, 1794, when aged 36 years. A funeral mass was... Why was he important?
You were talking about the guillotine today.
I think I'm just thinking about the French Revolution all day.
Maybe Robespierre was coming through you. He was just like... in your consciousness. Well, are you Robespierre reincarnated?
It depends. What did he do? Hold on.
Exactly. What did he do first? What, 17-something, you said?
His last words said to the person who gave him a handkerchief were, merci, merci, monsieur, monsieur, whatever.
Monsieur?
Monsieur, whatever!
Merci, monsieur.
I guess his attempt to take his own life during his arrest leading to a mangled jaw that disfigured his face.
Oh, no, but why was he in jail?
Wait.
Robes.
Maximilian Robespierre. I think he was the guy that started the French Revolution, and then they were like, actually, fuck this guy. Hold on.
Are you on his Wikipedia page?
Well, Robespierre.
Does he have an IMDb?
Importance.
DB?
I was right.
He started the entire French Revolution?
He was the leader of the French Revolution and a key figure in the Reign of Terror. He was a lawyer, statesman, and member of the Jacobin political party. Significance, Reign of Terror, period of mass execution of political and religious opponents of the revolution, progressive views, views on voting rights, the right to bear arms, abolition of slavery, civic morality. He was known as the Incorruptible for his commitment to civic morality.
Shout out Maximilian Robespierre.
Well, he was guillotined himself.
What do you mean he was guillotined himself?
Well, so...
He got the guillotine.
He got guillotined.
Yeah.
Because
he got caught.
Well, why was he executed? I don't want to sign into Google.
We're doing live research right now.
Yeah, so he was executed by guillotine. His fall led to more moderate policies being... Oh, I think he was just like an extremist.
Oh.
Oh, I guess he was extremely paranoid. I don't understand.
So.
Oh, the tyrant of terror.
Huh.
So I guess he just, like, kept guillotining so many people that they're like, you're out of control.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and log off for me.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know why that name came out of my head, but
at some point, shout out Maximilian Robespierre, but also then, you a little crazy. You were tweaking a little bit.
Can we sidetrack really harshly?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it was fair of them to kill Marie Antoinette.
No.
Hot take for some. Yeah, sure, fuck the king. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what did Marie ever do?
I don't know.
My favorite fan theory is that Brittany Broski is Marie Antoinette reincarnated.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know enough about the French Revolution to have opinions, but I do have opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah.
I think maybe that needs to be your new special subject.
Well, you know, I know we talked about it last week, about your niche.
Yeah.
My niche is mummies. Mm-hmm. And not Egyptian mummies. No. There are different types, people.
There are different mummies.
There are different types of mummies. Not every mummy is perfectly mummified, okay? Sometimes they're bog bodies that were just thrown in the bog, and then they got mummified, and they're all bleach blonde because of the pH level of the bog, okay? Let's talk about the bog. Let's talk about bog people. We don't talk about them enough.
No, I just learned about them the other day. You were telling me about them. I didn't know about them.
And then we find these mummies, and then they're these people, and they recreate their faces.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
Like, oh my god, that's Jerome.
Recreate their voices.
That's Maximilian Robespierre.
Dude, does he have a grave? Can you go visit it?
I'm not gonna go visit him.
Why not? He's calling through your soul.
I gotta go to Disneyland Paris. I'm
busy.
But what
if you pass by it?
No,
what
I'm
if
good.
It's in like the center? What if it's in the Louvre?
He's not in the Louvre. There's no way.
Did you hear that in the Louvre they want to make a separate room just for the Mona Lisa that you have to pay more money to get into just to see the Mona Lisa?
Hey, that's crazy. No, I'm good.
The Mona Lisa is so tiny.
It's just me.
It really is.
I'd rather go to a Van Gogh museum.
Amsterdam, let's go.
What are you doing in 2026? Going to Amsterdam.
Going to Amsterdam, exactly.
Fault in Our Stars? Because they go to Amsterdam.
Okay.
Maybe okay can be our always. Anyway, mummies, people. So, okay. Upgrades, people. Upgrades. So, mummies. Let's talk about them.
Uh-huh.
I am not talking about Egyptian mummies. Those have never interested me. I don't know why. I'll read all day about the history of salt and how they found this Viking mummy in the salt mines. And they were like, it's impossible that he was here in this era. But then we found out that they were there earlier because we found this dead guy in a mine, in a salt mine.
Was that information in the salt book that you read?
In the salt book.
Okay, she read a book about salt.
About the history of salt.
Just for fun.
One of the best books I've ever read. And then I read his book about oysters. It was less compelling.
Mm.
I didn't care that much.
Yeah.
The stuff about, like, the natives and, like, how they ate oysters.
Hmm.
That was cool. About the middens and the stuff and the calcium. Like, it's like if you have an oyster, you should put it back in the sea. Because then it keeps the calcium. I don't know. Whatever. I read about it.
Okay.
But the history of salt. Now, that is a very good book.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should read about it. I blew through that book. I read it so fast. Anyway. Mummies. I am not allowed to read about mummies. Just mummies. I'm not allowed to read about mummies past 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Because our other roommate came home one night. And it was like 10:30 at night, and I was sobbing because I had read about the Incan mummy children. There's like the lightning girl, and then so there's like three main ones that were found. They were found together. Well, they were found together. There was like a 15-year-old, a 7-year-old, and like a 12-year-old girl. Posthumous, right?
Posthumous.
Posthumous. She was struck by lightning up in the mountains. And then there was this 15-year-old girl, and I read about how they died and how the little kid, like, had a very gruesome death. And I just was like, these were people and this was someone's baby. And then it just...
The waterworks.
Because I'm like, they were children and they thought they were dying for something. And it just... I swear to God, I had to put my phone down because it was like one of those sobbings where you go, I was a mess reading about these kids. And then I was starting to read about how like they preserve them and they have these special boxes because they took them from the mountain because the mountain, there's such low altitude and it's so dry up there that they like mummified.
Oh.
And here's the crazy part. Like they could like see what they had last eaten. That's how perfectly preserved they were. Anyway. Genuinely, I could actually talk about mummies for a long time. Anyway, so, but I like mummies that are found randomly. Mm-hmm. The Egyptian, that's easy.
Yeah.
That's easy pickings. Mm-hmm. I want the people that were found in some field and were like, they're perfectly mummified. Or like, when they're like, this body never decayed, but he wasn't embalmed. Let's talk about the pH level of the soil and how the environment kept him from decaying. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about how people were, like, wrapped in cloth and put in a box and put in another box and put in the ground. Yeah,
ceremonies and everything.
That's fine. Like, or, like, oh, when they find, like, skeletons and it's, like, a woman who died during childbirth and she has swans around her. It's so much more compelling and interesting to me than Egyptian mummies.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, anthropology is a fascinating thing, and that's one of my niches. But back to the mummy children. So... Also, take this all with a grain of salt. I read this a year ago, and I cried really hard, so I might have forgotten something. But they have these boxes that keeps them in the perfect climate, so they won't, because they brought them down, so they started to decay, because they were back in, like, normal conditions.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then, like, she's sitting like this. You can see her face. Hmm. And it's like, that was a person!
That was a person.
Like, you and me! I know this is, like, not, like, a one really amazing epiphany, but I was like... Oh my God, like they, as I exist, they existed.
They existed.
I say this all the time. As I exist, they existed. And it's like, anyway, so they're in these special boxes that have their own generators in case if the museum goes out like under. And these mummies, they're in the, like this climate controlled box and you can see them. And there's other kids up in those mountains. They keep finding other ones because they kept doing sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and then the crazy part is it's like parents weren't allowed to grieve or something because they should be honored. Their kids were sacrificed and they're with like the gods or something, or they're like in a better place.
Crazy.
When I tell you, oh my God, I cried.
You're so like empathetic.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I need to lock out a little bit more.
Good heart.
I don't know. It's just so interesting, like when you see, you know, the part that always is so interesting to me is when they are able to see what's in their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, like, they ate something and then they died. Or there's, like, these footprints that were found. This is the coolest thing. So they found human footprints, early human. And they found footprints. And they were able to tell... And that she was carrying a child on her hip because as she walked, like her right or left side was like more heavy.
Yeah.
Or she was at least carrying something, but I think they were able to deduct it was a child because there was little footprints and then like it got picked up and then they walked.
Yeah.
And then they were like, she walked this way. There was a giant sloth that saw her and they are able to tell because it went up on its hind legs and they can tell by the imprints in the mud that got like solidified. This is so cool. It's like detective work, but like for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just so interesting. Like
history is cool.
It blows my mind. Like love all those people that read. What's the books that are in right now? Arrow in the Stone or like, Fourth Wing or something,
oh,
and like Sword in the Stone or whatever.
Sword in the Stone. I don't know. Yep.
Those little romance books people read.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read about men at war dying. I want to read about ancient humans. I want to read about salt.
Yeah. And oysters.
And oysters. Currently, I am reading Practical Magic, and that's unusual for me to read nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
I have Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm Glad My Mom Died. That's on my list. I have, my sister tells me I have to read The Hunger Games. I don't really want to.
They're good.
I want to read my Reading Rainbow book.
Mm-hmm.
I want to read about, I read Elton John's biography. an amazing book, by the way, if anyone would like to read Elton John's biography.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal book. I don't know, but I just think history is so interesting, especially early human, but then to the footprints.
Hmm.
She walks one way and she picks up the kid. The sloth sees her, whatever. She comes back. She's not with the kid. She's not even carrying the kid. They can tell by her footprints the kid got dropped off somewhere.
Hmm.
Or maybe he died. People are like, the kid died. And someone's like, he went to his grandparents.
Yeah, because why would she pick up the kid and, like, how? Yeah. What was the like, time frame between those footsteps of her carrying the kid mm-hmm. and then the footsteps mm-hmm. before? Like,
yeah.
Think the kid just died and she just yeah. put it down and left? No.
Bye.
Right.
Or, like, I don't know if you know about, there's this river or, like, this little, like, puddle somewhere, and it has dinosaur footprints from, like, the set, because it was muddy and then mm-hmm. sediment covered it. And it like preserved the footprints, and then you can just go to this like river or something, or maybe it's like there's like water kind of there,
a stream,
and you see the footprints of these dinosaurs, if you know from Jurassic Park the movie, the first one with the little DNA guy who always says dinosaurs,
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and it's just like, oh my God, like, my problems aren't that serious because, like...
That existed.
That happened.
Like, that's crazy.
I don't know. Sometimes I worry about my imprint in history and, like, how I'll be remembered, but I'm like, whatever. There's a meteor headed towards Earth right now that could destroy a city.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, really, my day-to-day problems aren't... My difficult conversations and where to have them doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It matters, but
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And that's why I journal like how I journal. I journal every single day and I write down as much as I can in so much detail.
Because
mm-hmm. it's like,
I love the way you journal.
And then I like looking back and my little pictures in there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because it's like, I'm a living piece of history.
Yeah.
I'm just not history yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to make sure that I can document. Because, like, what if I forget everything? What if I get in an accident and I lose all my memories and I have mm-hmm. to read my book like The Notebook?
Yeah.
You know?
That would be sad.
But then I remember at the end. But I don't have Alzheimer's occur, so I just mm-hmm. I read my stories and my handwriting. And I'm like, this is so tea.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That concludes my thoughts, I think.
Thank you for your thoughts.
Okay, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
I don't know if I've said this before. But if I met a genie and I could only be granted one wish,
mm-hmm.
my wish would be I want to meet and hear the stories of all the people I come from and be able to understand them
mm-hmm.
and to like be able to look through their eyes and like live a day. Like I'm just like spectating like
yeah.
in video games when you die and you're spectating
mm-hmm.
like that. Like I just want to see what their life was like. I want to hear their stories. I want to know like their biggest moments, their worst moments, all
yeah.
of it. I want to look at them and be like, I have your eyes
mm-hmm.
and you are from 1,000 years in the past.
Yeah.
And then I have your nose and you're 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, you know,
it's very interesting for sure.
I am here today because people survived and made sacrifices.
Yeah.
And I'm over here dicking around on a podcast.
Uh-huh.
Shout out
Yap O'Clock Podcast.
I don't know.
We love you guys.
Yes, we love you guys so much. Thank you for supporting us and uh-huh. hearing me shout about mummies in the past for,
yeah.
I think it's been 15 to 30 minutes
mm-hmm. Of you yapping like that.
Of very passionately yapping.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those, like, I just want to know, like, or like maybe there's someone who is I'm their carbon copy
mm-hmm.
and they yeah. are from 5,000 years ago.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Because it's like, here's the thing. I'm my mom's clone.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she looked like her dad.
Mm-hmm. Who did her dad look like?
Exactly. And I have his eye color.
Mm-hmm.
Got it from my mom. She got it from her dad. Who'd he get it from?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
It's very interesting for sure. It's something to think about. It's like, we are so small.
Yeah.
And like, we come from a line of people who like... Hopefully ancestors are up there, like, looking at us, being like, oh my gosh, our ancestors. And, like, one day we'll be dead, and we'll be up there, and we'll be like, oh my gosh, look at our ancestors. And
it's like The Sims at that point.
Yeah.
Well, My favorite meme, have you ever seen the ones like my ancestors watching me fumble like a 10 out of 10 batting? And it's like a arena of people being like, no.
No. Yeah. I just watched Mulan again for in a long time.
Your
I haven't watched.
My granddaughter had to be a cross-dresser. Mm-hmm. We can't, my sister and I all the time always go, we can't all be acupuncturists. Mm-hmm. We quote that all the time, but I'm sorry, I keep going. I cut you off.
Yeah, like they have all the ancestors, and it's just like they're just watching Mulan and they're looking out for her, and just like, girly, you saved China. Child, that's amazing.
You don't find a girl like that every dynasty.
Every dynasty. I loved that line as a kid.
When I was a kid, I thought he said every dynasty.
Dynasty?
Yeah, because the way he says it, you don't meet a girl like that every dynasty.
Yeah, he says it in like a strange way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always thought that was weird, but.
Oh, well. Shout out, Emperor.
Shout out. Then he has his three daughters go off and get married.
I know. Mulan 2 is such a good movie.
When Shang dies, you ever see how her in the voice acting booth? She like was sobbing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Aw.
But then he came back. They said, just JK.
Right. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Well. All right.
But yeah, Mulan 2 is the best song because of the sisters.
Yeah.
The pinchy shoes. I want to be like other girls. Just to be free like other girls. Can't wait to be free like other girls.
Get to be.
Yeah, great song. You guys should listen
to. I like the
to.
Harmony when they go, get
yes.
to be.
Yes.
All that one. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all we're yapping today.
That's all. That was all the stuff
we covered like a lot of topics.
Bursting at the seams to talk about it.
You know, I know.
Photo of SpongeBob, and he's like, that was me.
That was you.
Yeah, holding it in all day. Because every time I saw you, I'd be like, oh, you have something I really want to talk. I really want to talk. Uh-huh. I have a topic.
Hey, please. I know you're trying to do something, but like, let's talk.
So when we podcast later, can we talk? I want to talk about my thing.
Please, let's talk.
Please let me talk.
Please. Please.
I have something I want to say. I will not be silenced.
Yeah.
Why should I care about her? Because I care about her. Morning, noon, and night. I quote that. I don't know why. There's something about that.
I don't know.
Don't bring the boys into this. There's something about that whole scene. Anyway.
I don't know.
I feel very energetic. And I think it's because it's so late. I'm getting my zoomies.
Yeah, you get zoomies. I get sleepies.
I get overthinking. I'm awake, but at what cost? That's what I have. I wouldn't recommend it. It's not
fun. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Well.
Okay. I think that's all we apt because my camera's about to die any second.
Any minute now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening to me talk about my niche and my personal interests. Let me know your thoughts. Have I convinced you to read about salt? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Because if the answer is no, go ahead
and
log off for me.
Mm-hmm.
Go touch grass. Go touch salt.
Go sprinkle some salt.
The history of salt is covered in blood. It's very interesting.
Crazy.
As are most spices, but whatever. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah, thank you guys for watching.
Yeah.
This has been episode 24.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, 24. That's crazy.
I'll be 24 in a few months.
And our camera just died.
Well.
All right.
I think that's a sign.
That's our cue.
Yep.
All right.
You guys have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.